Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce. May I start out by getting your email address, please?
Well, no, I got a question first before we do that. What is Home Check? What is this number I'm calling, Public Home Check?
This number is connected to a third-party call center. Now, we do act as customer service for multiple companies, but we happen to be a private company. We're not government affiliated. So to use any services that our company provides, you would have first had to establish an account with us.
Okay. I'm just a regular person, and I got my credit card bill, and there's a charge on here from Public Home Check for $23.95.
All righty. Do you have an email address?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Would you like it?
Yes, sir, please.
Well, it's Jesse Hacker, JesseHacker, 2020@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that information. I didn't locate anything under that email address.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't use this credit card. And this is the only purchase I've got on my credit card. So I'm going to have to call my credit card company about this. There is a reference number if it makes any difference. This transaction looks like it was done on October 26th.
No. Well, now, there's an only other way I could locate you is either by your first and last name or the last digits, the last eight digits on the card to see who's billing this account and for what. And your first name is Jesse?
Yes,
is that
it
correct?
Is.
And the last name is?
Yeah, that's correct.
And the last name is what, sir?
It's Hacker, HACKER.
All righty. Let me see if I can locate you under your first and last name. Yes, but the way I spelled your email address was wrong. I did find you under your name, and it was an account for PropertyRecord.com, where I do see you paid a dollar deposit, and that's for our $23.95 volume discount package, which buys you 25 reports per month. But if you want, I can cancel the account to prevent all future charges effective immediately. Would you like for me to do that?
Well, how many times have I been charged this $23.95? Every month?
It's a reoccurring charge monthly.
And this has been going on for how long?
You established this account, sir, in February.
For $23.95?
You only paid a dollar, which was the initial report, but the dollar acted as a reoccurring charge. It was a deposit, and it enrolled you into a reoccurring charge each month for $23.95.
Okay. So what you're saying is, have I been charged for $23.95 every month after the month of February?
Yes.
Well, that's terrible news for me, because I've never used your guys' services before. So, shoot. This is not good. Okay, all right. No, don't do anything, I guess, right now. I'll check into this some more, okay?
That's fine, sir, because I'm more than capable of canceling the account to prevent all future charges effective immediately.
Well, I understand that you could do it immediately. I'd appreciate it, but I've never used your services. I would, if this is the case, and I've been being charged this every month since February, could you, could I get that money back?
Well, the only ones I will be able to refund you would be for the month of October, September, and August. And that is as far as it'll let me go back to refund you the $23.95 that you were billed.
Yeah, right. But we're talking about 8 months there that I was paying for something that I didn't know I was paying for.
I do understand that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, it's okay right now. I'm going to check into it some more, okay?
That's fine, sir. And I do thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great afternoon.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.